Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is Goop Yourself, the podcast where we talk about everything Goop. I'm Brian Rucker.
I'm Agnes Hewitt.
The week is flying by. The leaves are changing. I wore a sweater today.
It's actually like a little mini heat wave here.
Oh, really?
In the Big Apple. Yeah, yesterday was like in the 70s. And today it was also kind of warm, a little bit cooler. And I think tomorrow is supposed to be kind of warm also. And then it's going back down to like the 50s.
I'm ready for the chill. I mean, I don't think I'm ready for New York chill, but LA chill I'm ready for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, what's going on. Yeah, it's 75 degrees out right now.
So it's like about the same as what it is here.
Isn't that disturbing? And then remember a couple, I think it was last winter, LA got colder than New York.
I remember that. That was, I mean, you know, the whole world is fucked up, as we all know.
Yeah, I guess it's really fucked up. Yeah, it's going to be, oh my God. Oh no, I'm looking at LA. yeah, tomorrow it's going to be 80 degrees.
Oh, everyone's going to be out in Central Park, sunbathing, having Aperol spritzes on the patio.
I guess so. And then the whole rest of the week, it's going to be like raining and cold.
I forgot. I never even talked to you about the day that it like totally flooded in New York. Cause it reminded me of because they talked about that day on the receipt. And then I was like, oh, I don't even remember like what Aggie experienced on that day.
Oh, yeah. I remembered reading that in the receipt and I was like, oh, yeah, I know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I only had one class that day and it didn't really flood where I was because I live like on the Upper East Side. It was mostly like in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So a lot of people didn't come to class and my professor was late and the trains were running weird. Mm.
The harrowing story.
I know. Like they were like kind of like, I think I had like some other train was running on my line, but I took it.
And that sounds, that sounds like
a lot of people on the subway.
That's like my September 11th story when I was at NYU.
It was sort of
dusty. I saw a plane hit the World Trade Center and then we had to run out of our dorms, but.
Oh my God. Out. Yeah. I feel like, they should have you come back and tell everyone about it.
I mean, it wasn't like a unique experience. But I should, because I should give a piece of my mind to these kids that don't remember.
Oh, yeah. They don't even, they weren't even born yet.
I know. Well, it's like, I mean, you know, it's, you know, every generation. I don't remember JFK's assassination and my mom couldn't stop talking about that.
I know. It's weird. It's like, I was talking to Brian about it the other day and like, you know, we have this interesting feeling where it's like 9/11 happened to us and like young people can't possibly understand what that means, which is true. Obviously, I'm not talking about people who like personally lost people, but just like as like the country experienced it. But they had this completely different experience of just like having completely grown up after 9/11 and like the entire world, however that shifted, like that's their only experience of the world. It's weird. Like, no wonder they're all like fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that weekend before I was like rolling my head off, walking across the Brooklyn Bridge, looking at the fucking skyline because it was right before school started. And then
the night before. Okay. I'll tell my story about how I predicted it on the Patreon.
Okay. But,
so if you want to sign up for the Patreon, you can hear that. But I'm not gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
Right now, but let's just say I
you knew.
Look, I'm not gonna say that. I'm just gonna say, look, I'm a little psychic.
I believe you.
And I'll tell the story on the Patreon.
All right. What? Oh, I sort of briefly mentioned this to you before we started talking, but I signed up for transcendental meditation courses.
It's huge. It's so good for you, Brian.
I need it. Like, so, okay. So I had been wanting to do it. I mean, honestly, since I was like a teenager, I swear to God, like I'd been sort of interested in, I mean, I tried to meditate off and on, but it never really took. And I knew about transcendental meditation, but, you know, it was always prohibitively expensive. And I knew, I guess since like the pandemic, I don't know, they started doing like a sliding scale a couple years ago for, you know, are the less affluent among us. And yeah. Now, it's based on your income. And so, and then all of them, it's still like 4 monthly payments. So it ends up being, I mean, it's still like not super cheap, but it's like affordable. And I must've been talking about it or something, thinking about it. I have no idea. Cause a few weeks ago I got like a targeted Instagram ad that was like, sign up for TM courses. There's a free, like free information center or free information session. And there's a TM center, like, you know, 10 minutes from my house. So I signed up and then I told John and he was like, oh, I want to do it too. So we both signed up for the free session and we went last weekend and we met a gentleman. This one was like free. I don't know how much I'm supposed to say about it, but I'll just.
I think you're not supposed to say your, like, mantra.
Yeah. And I still don't have that because I haven't started the actual courses yet. But anyway, so there's this guy, this older gentleman, shaved head, looks sort of like a, you know, white elderly monk. And he ran this information session. So there was like a crew of, I don't know, there's probably like 10 or 12 of us there, you know, all different walks of life, all different ages, ethnicities, genders. It was like a cross section of, you know, Los Angeles seekers that like were fucked up and needed something to to right the wrongs of the universe.
To take the edge off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he showed like a, you know, video about the history of TM and sort of, then there were all these like sort of quote unquote, like scientific studies about like the benefits, everything from, you know, reduced anxiety to increased creativity to lower cholesterol and blood pressure. I mean, literally everything he said, I was like, oh, I need that. Like it felt very like targeted to what I am experiencing. But then I realized that's literally what they do. And it's not a cult. Like you give them money and then they don't continue to ask for money. It really, I mean, we'll see, but I really don't, it's not a cult.
No.
So no. We went to the information center. We had the session. Then we ended up getting, I'll talk about this in more detail later in the podcast. We ended up getting some takeout from Kismet Rotisserie, which is, you know, what
Delish.
Goop Rotisserie like stole their whole menu from.
Yeah.
And we went home and John is starting a new job soon. So he wanted to like do the courses really quickly. So he actually did his one-on-one session yesterday. And I haven't really talked in detail with him about it because I sort of want to be surprised when I do it, which won't be till like after Thanksgiving. But it seemed like he really enjoyed it. And then he has like 3 group sessions after that. And then you're just supposed to like practice by yourself. Nice. The rest of your life.
Yeah. Cool. So the guy who's like the teacher of it, like how did he get to be that?
So the guy that ran the session is different. He was different than the guy that John had his one-on-one session with. I think at least at the Los Feliz TM Center, it seems like if you go on their website, there's like three different teachers. So there's like two men and one woman. And then depending on when you want to schedule it, it's like a different teacher. But the guy that we talked to, he is older. He said he had been doing TM since the 70s. Like his friend got him into it, but he had a whole career as a public school teacher. And now he seemed like probably in his like late 60s, early 70s. So he retired and now he's like teaching TM pretty full time, which is, he said it was something he had wanted to do for decades, but because of career and family and stuff, he wasn't able to do it. But now this is like his calling. So he seemed really genuine about it and like seemed to be really believed everything, but it wasn't like Keith Raniere or someone. I don't know. He seemed like a pretty
well,
normal
guy. Well,
that's
good.
Yeah. This is what I was expecting was like Keith Raniere, David Koresh. Like these were the figures.
But you
that
still
I
went.
Had. I of course I still
expecting
went.
Expecting that.
And I sort of and secretly like wanting a little of that. I mean, because like because it is. I mean, you're like this is a alternative thing. It's in LA. You want the full experience of like. Of like, Allison Mack over here of, you want all these characters.
Right. And you want to like be driven insane and sucked into something.
That's all I want. I just want somewhere to belong.
Unfortunately, you're like too smart. So it's like every time you start, you're like, you can't stop seeing like the reality of it.
Yeah. Cause I feel like I have too much experience like reading about cults and like being so interested just from like a voyeuristic perspective that I mean, who knows? I guess anyone can be like sucked into something. And I would say like certain past experiences, such as like Stella Adler Conservatory of Acting, such as Upright Citizens Brigade, like there are certain cult aspects to those sort of creative endeavors that I have experienced in the past.
Yeah, there's a fine line.
It's a very fine line.
But you should go to the Maharishi University David Lynch MFA program. It's low residency. I was like, it was on my list of like places to apply to.
I mean, if this thing opens up my creativity again and like I start writing every day again like I used to, I will be indebted to it and I will definitely want, I'll at least apply if they'll take me to Mahar. Well, that was the thing, Garrett, the guy kept saying Maharishi this, Maharishi that. Like it was very, that was like the most culty aspect was I'm like just name dropping Maharishi all the time.
Yeah. With this, at the Innovative David Lynch MFA in Screenwriting, you'll have the opportunity to learn transcendental meditation technique while acquiring the knowledge you need to become a professional screenwriter. The practice of TM will help you grow personally while you sharpen your writing skills and gain access to deeper levels of your creativity, discovering how, as David Lynch says, to catch the big fish.
Oh, I've read that book.
Me too. It's like a little pamphlet.
Yeah.
Unable to relocate? No problem. Our program is structured so that students can complete their requirements of the MFA over 2 years while balancing their commitments in their home communities. So you don't even have to move.
If I was able to move, where on this earthly plane is it located?
It's like somewhere in the Midwest.
Okay.
It's like, where's David Lynch from? It's from like Indiana or something.
Indiana, Nebraska, something like that.
I think that's where this is.
I will drop everything. I will drop anything.
But doesn't that kind of make it cooler? I think it does.
Well, I don't want to. I mean, I guess it would be, yeah, practical. Well, like what you did. You had the choice of staying in LA for graduate school or going somewhere else. And that's like part of the fun of going to school, having a new experience is like living in a new place. So,
yeah, I agree. Iowa.
Oh, Iowa. Heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, they have a ton. It's like a full school.
And Iowa is home to, I know there's that fancy like Iowa Writers Workshop. Like there's a lot of academic stuff in Iowa. The book I'm reading. Book I'm reading partially takes place in Iowa. A famous author writes a novel about his young girlfriend's family, and then the family reads it and sees themselves in it. It's a good book.
Oh, really? What's it called?
Commonwealth by Anne Patchett.
Oh.
I started it and I'm about halfway done, but then of course this week I had to make room for Ms. Britney Spears's memoir, which it took me 3 days to read, not because it should take 3 days to read this book, but it was like so grueling and like horrifying that I like could only read it for about a half hour before I had to put it down every time.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I mean, if anyone's like followed obviously the Britney Spears stuff, there's no huge surprises to like the timeline of what happens, and like, you know, it's obviously written by ghostwriter, like her voice. Well, you couldn't really write a memoir in Britney Spears's actual voice because it would like be completely I don't think I can say the word that I want to say.
All right, you can text it
because that's the whole point of she's saying she's not like, I don't know. It would be it would be non-linear. It would be very postmodern, and I think they need a little bit more structure. So it's like,
I want to listen to the Michelle Williams audiobook.
Yeah, that might have been a better choice. I
listened
clips.
To a couple of the clips of her like doing Justin Timberlake's voice.
Bo Shizzle, yeah.
It sounded pretty good.
She's great.
To me.
I would love if they ever do like a biopic. She would be a great Britney Spears.
Yeah, I was like kind of surprised that Britney wasn't narrating it herself, but whatever.
Apparently it was too close to home, it was too tough to relive.
Too raw, too raw.
Yeah, I mean, as we all know, we watched And Just Like That, when you're recording an audiobook, a lot of deep, dark feelings will come back.
Oh yeah, I forgot Carrie did that.
Yeah, one of the 10,000 plot lines on that.
When are
show.
The gals coming back?
Not too soon. I mean, I mentioned this last time, but like, I'm having a great time with The Morning Show, and it is just as crazy as And Just Like That. It takes place in New York. It is a similar income bracket, even more star-studded than And Just Like That.
I just realized that like how much I can see into my neighbor's apartment, and now I'm trying really hard not to look.
Okay, rear window,
because I can see everything, and I can't stop looking, and now I'm wondering how much has this motherfucker seen me
of you.
Probably a lot, because I think he can see all the way into my bedroom.
You don't have like, I mean, you have like curtains or something, right? Or blinds?
I do.
Yeah, but they
but
don't.
They can't be drawn all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
With the sunlight in sometimes.
Well, you're all on top of each other.
I mean, his aren't drawn. He's just walking around, yeah. Wearing
naked?
His hat, getting something out of the fridge.
Okay. I just finished watching that show, How To, with John Wilson. Did you
oh,
see
I love
it?
That show.
It was
I
good.
Seen all of it.
We just finished it. It does make me like not miss New York in a weird way, because the New York in that show is like so disgusting.
Yeah, you know, I feel like he. That's not my type of New York. Like, I feel like I'm living a very like different lifestyle than that.
Well, you're on the Upper Side. He was in Ridgewood. Very different.
Yeah, exactly. Although I do kind of feel like we're going to end up moving to Ridgewood one day to get more
it's
space.
Too late. Ridgewood is
okay.
I feel like 5 years ago. Yes. Now you just have to keep moving down the L even farther.
I don't know. I know people who live in Ridgewood.
Oh no, I'm saying like, but like to get like a good deal, I feel like. I mean,
I don't know. There's a girl in my program who lives in Ridgewood. She just moved here. But maybe you're right.
It's like Palm Springs.
Like, no one I know who lives. Oh shit, the guy closed his blinds.
He sees you spying.
Fuck him.
Has the peeping, Aggie. Has
it's
the peeping.
Like, don't get whatever. Yeah, close your blinds. Yeah, I feel like there's no actually good deal, and everyone who has a place in Brooklyn, their apartment is like as shitty as mine.
Oh, I mean, unless you're extremely wealthy, it doesn't matter what neighborhood. I mean, you can have a little more or less space depending on where you live, but everything is going to be, you know, old and run down.
We have a really big living room, which I feel like I'm going to take that as an elevator. And as long as, and like, that's a win and a win. So
the entire time I lived in New York, well, except when I was in the dorms, whenever I was in my own apartment, I definitely never had an elevator.
There you go.
But the highest I ever lived was, I guess, third floor.
Yeah. I mean, we rarely take it, only if we like have a bunch of boxes or something, but it's nice to have.
All right. What else is going on? Oh, Gwyneth was presented with a CFDA fashion award. That was
I didn't know that.
She put it on her Instagram grid and it said it was sponsored by Amazon, which gave me pause because I'm like, oh, that's such a coincidence that you just like started selling shit on Amazon and then you got this award.
Oh yeah. This didn't make it to my list, but I went to Target last night and I was hoping to find some good clean goo products there.
Was there nothing?
Nothing.
That's crazy.
I know.
I did not go to Target. I sent away for two things on Amazon and I've had them for a few days now.
I saw.
So I got the Power Scrub Scalp Detox, which is just like a shampoo basically. And then I got the
That's what I want.
Oh, I got, and then I got the, what is it called? Gel Daily Juice Cleanser facial wash.
I want to get the shampoo and the eye cream.
Eye cream, yeah. So
my first purchases, and then I'll keep going and see, you know.
I wanted to get the whatever they're calling the Nerd Alert thing now, but none of the chews were available on Amazon. They supposedly are just there at Target, but I've actually yet to go to a Target, so I don't even know if it's at my local Target either. The shampoo is good. I would recommend the shampoo. It really foams up really well. Like you just have like a tiny little bit, like dime size, and it really lathers all of your hair.
Okay, because I wasn't totally sure if it was like actually going to be like a shampoo or if it was more like a scrub, like the kind of thing you would maybe use like before you shampoo, like once a week, like the salt, like the G-Tox salt scrub that they have.
Yeah, I think it's sort of like a combo because there are the little like scrubby like bead stuff things that are like a little like, you know, little grains of sand that you scrub into your hair, but it also foams up like a shampoo. So I think that you like can replace whatever shampoo you're using with it.
Yeah, that's really disappointing because I actually needed shampoo and I ended up buying that like Kristen S or whatever Tarte shampoo that I've used before.
It's fine.
I was out of my Sangra de Fruta, whatever the hell it's called, that was like too expensive. And it's just like, it's not, I'm as a graduate student, like you just can't buy yourself shit like that.
You got to stick with the good clean goo.
You got to stay on track when you're in grad school. You can't go all willy-nilly crazy with your shampoos.
No. So I also got the Daily Juice Cleanser, and this one, so it's $19.99, and it's like you know, a facial cloudberry compared with the Cloudberry Exfoliating Jelly Cleanser on the Real Goop site, which is $35.
So it's cheap. I mean, I guess it's a lot cheaper.
It's cheaper. It's like half the price, but I don't know. It's not like $19.99 is so cheap for like a face. Like, I feel like if you're going to, I don't know, for this one, I mean, I'll use it. Like, don't get me wrong, but I don't recommend it. Like, it does not, it reminds me of like, remember like the old Goop stuff that was like Juice Beauty?
Well, it is juice. It says juice, right?
But I think it just says juice. I don't think it was like made by Juice Beauty. It's just called the Daily Juice Cleanser. I mean, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's an homage or something, but it has that like, there's like sort of a salinity to its scent that is, it's like, it's sort of a nice like sea foam, salt, sea salt. Nice. But then there's this, and this has happened before with Goop products, there's a mustiness and it almost smells like it's like mold or something. And maybe it's just my nose. I'm sure it's not moldy, but like there's that like musty after scent that every time I open it, it has that. And I don't know. It's
Yeah, people have different responses to that. Because I remember your mom really hated the juice stuff too.
Yeah, she that was one
like mold.
That one, I mean, it's some weird scent that I'm sure is not mold, but like it has a similar molecular composition to whatever mold smells like. So it just smells like it's like it was opened and like it got something got on it or something. I don't know. It's and if you're gonna, I don't know, if you're gonna spend a little bit of money on a facial cleanser, I say get the Cloudberry exfoliating one, because they actually got rid of the malachite like Getox one.
Oh, that you like, that was the one you liked.
I like that one. I think they got rid of a few different of the lower end products across all of the Goop Glow and the Goop Beauty stuff to make way for like the Good Clean Gloop.
That's clean too bad. Loop. I did love basically everything in the Goop Glow line was great.
Yeah. So let us know if you're, I'll probably end up getting a couple more things at some point. I'll try everything at, you know, at some point.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
And I'm going to go see a movie today. So I'll stop by Target and
check
see
the
if
Target.
I'll see. Yeah. Cause I really want those chews.
Yeah. I know you like those chews.
Nerd alert. It worked great for me. Whatever was in it.
Yeah, I need some right now. I'm fading fast.
All right, well, let's get this moving then.
Let's do it.
Shall we do receipt before we do the newsletter?
Yeah, quickly, let's do receipt, because I actually read it this time, but I already forgot. I forget literally every single thing I read.
This one,
I think she went to Dig, though. Didn't she go to Dig?
Oh, if she did, I sort of missed it. I'm.
I don't remember.
She went to Just Salad, I remember.
Oh, just salad.
Yeah. But so this is she's 36. She's a non-practicing attorney who works in-house at a bank providing strategy and advice for entrepreneurs. This sounds like someone that Gwyneth Paltrow would be like obsessed with.
Well, she sounds like she's just like a consultant or something.
Yeah, some sort of consultant. She makes $300,000 a year. She has her own like new construction fancy condo in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And she's doing a part-time master's program at art school. I don't know where she
I know and
time.
I have to know what art school, but I don't think it's
I bet it's Pratt.
Yeah,
because she said she used to live in Clinton Hill right by Pratt, and then she moved to Williamsburg. So I bet she was like going to Pratt, living close to there, and then she got this like really fancy job and bought an apartment in Williamsburg.
Perhaps.
Well,
no, I think it sounded like she was going to law school kind of like as a part-time thing. I mean, to art school.
Oh, so yeah. So
I don't think that she was like an artist and then she just like got this job. I think she was like a career person and decided to go to art school.
Because she definitely had, I mean, she says she's a non-practicing attorney. So that means that she definitely went to law school. Does that mean she has to have had passed the bar? Or can you say you're a non-practicing attorney even if you haven't passed the bar?
I don't know.
Anyway, she makes a lot of money. She has a good life. She, at least this week, like doesn't cook very much. She's just doing, I mean, it's very New York. She's doing a lot of takeout, little grocery runs, and then a lot of like, you know, going out to restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
And overall, I don't know what your take is. I was like smitten by her and I was like, oh, this is how a lot of people in New York live. And I mean, I don't know. I feel like she could have even gone crazier making $300,000 a year, honestly. She seemed pretty frugal to me.
I saw that you like posted and you're like, oh my God. And then I was like, this doesn't seem that crazy. Like she just kind of like goes out to dinner a couple of times and like eats at home sometimes. I don't know. She seemed pretty like chill.
Yeah. No, I posted that on our Instagram before. I just like saw that it was posted and I hadn't read it. Yeah. So I was just like, oh, I'm excited to read this. But no, I compared with our friend a couple weeks ago in Eugene. She's like pretty normal.
The reason that Eugene people depress me, I think Eugene woman wants to be this woman.
Exactly.
But this woman doesn't have to go that hard because she's like making the money, lives in New York, living the life. You know, she can just go to dinner and go home and take a fucking break. And then the woman in Eugene has to be like, yeah, so I woke up, I got blackout drunk, I kept going, I saw my friend. You don't know, we actually have a great restaurant scene here, and da da da. She's overcompensating. That's what you don't want to see. What you want to see is just like a normal ass woman living her life. I mean, what you want to read in the receipt, obviously, for me, more Eugene. That's sure. More entertaining. But who do you want to be?
Oh, 100% lawyer/consultant/artist. Eugene Lady was super defensive about Eugene. I do think, I mean, there is a thing in New York and specifically in Brooklyn, and I know because I lived in Brooklyn for like 10 years. It's like they have to constantly be like, Brooklyn is the best place on earth. Like nowhere is like Brooklyn. Like it's amazing. Like she definitely falls into that. Like,
yeah, I mean, I think people in New York, I mean, it's like people everywhere are like, where I live is the best place in the world. Yeah. And of course, people in New York obviously have that as well. I mean, but you know, the reason you live in a place is because you like it. So exactly. Obviously you're going to think that, and like, you know, you have a pretty good case to say it's the best city if you live in New York, but I think yeah. Also if you live in LA.
Yeah. I mean, there's a, you know, there's a there handful.
Has there been one from LA? Oh, there was that one. There was one that we both kind of liked who like something from like Venice or something.
Oh yeah. I mean, I remember. Who the super crazy allergy lady who was like eating cake every day? She was from, I think, like San Diego, right?
Yeah.
You'd think there'd be more. I don't know. Anyway, this lady, she's allergic. So she's a pescatarian, but she doesn't eat shellfish and she's allergic to a bunch of stuff. So I thought at the beginning that it was going to be a little crazier, but then she just seems to like go out to normal restaurants and like eats normal food. And I sort of forgot halfway through
stuff. Yeah. That's
yeah.
That which is like, meat. That's what you do.
So she doesn't cook much. She dined out as a treat as a kid, but her parents didn't have that much money, blah, blah, blah. Oh, her dad's Sephardic. So she has like some of that influence to her parents' cooking. And then expenses, $443 for the week's expenses, restaurants about 300, groceries like 130, which again, like for the
amount which is like not crazy
for the amount of like time she went out. I was like, that's in New York. Like that was not bad at all.
I will probably spend that this week.
I mean,
on restaurants,
if you go out a couple times, it's like, that's what you're spending. Yeah.
I mean, like, you kind of can't help it if, yeah.
Yeah. So then we're doing, she has a lot of Trader Joe's. She loves her nut-free early bird granola, which as a former Brooklyn resident, I definitely was a fan of early bird granola. It's like the granola of Brooklyn.
I've never heard of it.
I'm sure they sell it everywhere, but they used to sell it at the Grand Army Plaza Farmers Market that I would go to.
I haven't been to Brooklyn once since I got here.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, I went to Brooklyn when I came to get my apartment, but then I haven't been back.
I mean, I guess if you're like,
I'm going to Brooklyn on tomorrow.
Yeah. If you're like living on the Upper East Side and you're going to school downtown, then yeah, if you wouldn't.
There's like really no reason except for like, you know, like I know a lot of people who live there.
Yeah. She gets coffee at, oh, this is where I figured out where she lives, because she said she's by a coffee place called Seven Grain Army, which is like in the west part of Williamsburg by the water with all of the like fancy condos. This would not be, if I had that amount of money and was spending $4,500 a month on a mortgage, I would really not like, there's way other neighborhoods of Brooklyn that I would rather live in, but you know, different strokes. I liked, you know, I was a brownstone Brooklyn guy.
Oh yeah, for sure. If you can, but that's really expensive.
I mean, I'm sure it is, but like, I mean, guess when I lived there, it wasn't as bad, but it was definitely.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Probably not as expensive as one of the new condos in Williamsburg. Yeah, we're doing Trader Joe's. We're doing groceries. What else? Let's see. Monday. Yeah, so she's working. She's going to school. She has a blue ribbon poke bowl. Doing a smoothie. Oh, and then that night she goes to Best Pizza, which is like a good sort of new school slice place in Williamsburg. She uses Grazza Drizzle EVOO, same as me. And then that night she makes popcorn with nutritional yeast.
Yeah, low key chill, like nothing crazy.
Yeah, this whole thing, I mean, we'll go over it pretty quickly because, yeah, there's nothing too crazy. She next day she does egg. This actually sounds good. Egg salad with QP mayonnaise and Grey Poupon, with some shallots and microgreens and chili oil.
Yum.
She goes to a show at the MoMA.
Nice.
So all these restaurants. I've been away from New York for like 10 years. So all of these restaurants, I'm like, I have no idea what she's talking. It's like a new language. I'm like, what are these restaurants that she's going to?
Yeah, I didn't know any of them either, but I never go. I mean, like, I don't go to, like, rarely go to, like, a nice dinner.
Nice, yeah. So that night she goes to, like, she has all these, like, artist friends. She goes to an interior design event. Her favorite Umami Negroni is at the Swan Room. What is, do you think it has, like, miso paste in it? Why is it an Umami Negroni?
I don't know. That sounds disgusting, actually, but
it really does.
I'm sure it's fine. But oh yeah, this is where the, oh God, what was it? Oh yeah. This was like what I thought I related to the most when she talked about going to the design event. And then she was like, she meant to go downtown, but then she was feeling low energy and it was raining and she just like went home ate food from Trader Joe's on her couch. And I was like, that's, to me, that is like the New York experience where you're like, yeah, I'm gonna do, like, you have these big plans and like the best of intentions, and then you just always are like, I just went home.
Can't do it. Especially like the week that you know that you're like doing this really intensive diary for Bon Appetit, you feel like, yeah, you would push yourself to like go to all the events.
I just feel like my experience has been like just being constantly exhausted.
Oh my god, yeah. She makes these lunch bowls that sound really good and really healthy, because she does eat, like, I would say she eats a lot of like heavy restaurant food, but then she's really good at balancing out at home with these like quinoa and tofu and Brussels sprouts bowls, and then she's constantly going to workout classes too. And then she wants to try an espresso martini, but she's very effective.
Oh yeah, the espresso martini thing I thought was like kind of Eugene-ish.
It was a little, I mean, it was a little try hard, but it's like you got to do something. You know that you're writing a whole fucking thing for Bon Appetit. You have to like do something.
You need a hook, and I like that she put like a little like narrative arc where she's like, "Oh my god, I've never had an espresso martini," and then finally she has one. That's the end.
So yeah, originally she wants to find, this sounds truly disgusting, a decaf gin espresso martini.
It's like no gin in an espresso martini.
I mean, I'm not a big vodka person, but well, because she's afraid that the caffeine, I mean, that's sort of the whole point of an espresso martini, but she's afraid that the caffeine, and I get it. Like at night, I don't like to drink caffeine either.
Okay. An espresso martini, I get it. To me, the point of an espresso martini is the taste, because it tastes like a sweet dessert.
So good.
And I think people who get espresso martinis before dinner are insane. Get your espresso martini for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have it before.
As long as we're not doing like a creamy espresso martini, which I think
they're
is truly
creamy.
I've never
had one that wasn't creamy.
Oh no, you got to get one that is just the espresso and the vodka and like a little sweetener.
There's like something
but,
sweet in it always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But not like with like Bailey's or whatever.
No, no, no. Okay, no, you're right. I've never had, right.
Because sometimes, like the ones that Heather Gay had on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, where she had five of them and then peed and threw up at the same time in the spring van, those were had like cream in them. And I've been to places where they ask you, like, do you want Bailey's or not? So I think as long as you do the non-Bailey's, I feel like one before dinner is acceptable. But that's just me.
I mean, it's all acceptable. But I just would rather have, to me, it's like the flavor. It's like so heavy.
It is intense.
On the palate. And then like, are you going to drink wine after that? That sounds disgusting.
I think as long as there's like a break between.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're having it with, like, if you're, like, at an Italian restaurant and you're, like, having it with the Caesar salad and garlic bread, I don't know.
Like, that would be gross. Yeah. If it's just, I don't know. For me, it's dessert. If you like it before or you like it with, mazel tov, more power to you.
Then she goes to Manhattan to Bar Goto, which this sounds really good. So she has the Far East Side, which is sake.
Oh,
tequila.
Yeah, that sounded nice.
You should go there.
What's
it
called?
Bar Goto. It's a sake bar. I don't know. It says Manhattan. I don't know where it is. This Far East Side. And then her friend. So it's, yeah, sake, tequila, shiso, elderflower, lemon, and yuzu bitters. And then the friend orders a Earl Grey martini, T-E-A, which is gin, Earl Grey tea, lemon, and egg white. And then they do some apps. It does sound very good.
Oh, I think I know where this is.
Bar Goto. Let's see.
It's on the Lower East Side, but I think I've.
Oh yeah, Lower. Oh, there's one in Lower East Side, and then there's one in Park Slope. But I'm sure she went to the Lower East Side one. And then that night, this was the one part of the story that got me extremely nostalgic for New York. She went to Rose's Pizza on Metropolitan in Williamsburg, which is like, I don't know about now, but like back then that was like the slice place in Williamsburg where if you're going out, you would always like end there because it was open like all night. And she got a penne alla vodka slice, which is such a like,
sounded so good.
Such an only in New York thing that's like pasta on top of pizza, but it's so
good. This is another one. They have, I think they might have another location too.
Rose's Pizza?
I think so. Or maybe, I don't know.
They might. I mean, it's on Metropolitan. It's like right off the Lorimer stop. And it's been there. At least since like I moved there in 1999, it was there. So it's been there since then.
No, I am wrong. They do not have another one.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, all those pizza places look the same.
I guess.
It's like, it's objectively not the best pizza in the world. It's just like one of those very like nostalgic slice places.
And they like do these wacky slices where they put pasta on it.
And then, so then Friday, she finally orders her espresso martini at Hotel Del Mano, which is in Williamsburg. She loves it. It has cinnamon, no cream. And then
cinnamon also is weird.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I guess that's like their special touch.
I guess so.
I don't know. And then she walks from Hotel Del Mano down to Clinton Hill, which is quite a hike. And she goes to, there's like a new Mediterranean / Jewish place that's owned by the same owner as Speedy Romeo, which is like this really good pizza place in Clinton Hill. Again, these are all, when I, because I lived like right on the border of Prospect Heights in Clinton Hill. And right before I moved out, that Speedy Romeo place just had moved in, and it was like a very trendy thing, but that was, God, 12 years ago now. But this place looks good. And then she's doing beet chorizo tacos, crispy potatoes, swordfish tacos.
Yeah. Wow, she's it, going.
It sounds really good.
Yeah.
And then she ends the next day at Missy Robbins's new place, which is like an Italian place right by the water in Williamsburg. I don't know. Next time I'm in New York, I want to go to all these places. It's called Missy Pasta.
That one I think is like, I think that one is like hard to get into.
I'm sure. All of her places are like really trendy when they
open. I think that one is, yeah. That one, is that the one that has like the like lemon pasta or something? Yeah, it's, I think it's hard to get a reservation.
Maybe. Yeah, and I guess there's like, there's apple trees in the courtyard or something, because she says the people next door, like an apple falls on their head from a tree.
Yeah, I did want to go here.
Oh, well, make a forgot. Reservation. And then, yeah, the weekend, she goes to another restaurant in Chinatown, but it's Italian, has limoncello, Caesar salad, focaccia, branzino, blah, blah, blah. And then Sunday, she goes out to brunch. So that she's really doing the Eugene thing by the weekend.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
She goes to this place called Rule of Thirds, another place I've never heard of in my life. It's like Japanese souffle. Oh, those Japanese souffle pancakes are like trendy now.
Also in Brooklyn.
Yeah. And then Sunday night, she says she's stuffed. She has no desire to eat, but she knows that her salad from earlier will go bad if she doesn't eat it. So she has the leftovers and back to the real world tomorrow. So I get a head start by logging into my work computer and check my emails and do some work in anticipation of Monday's meetings.
Oh, God.
Later, I start work on another paper due for class next week.
Yeah.
That's the end.
The end. Yeah. Just back to the bullshit.
The grindstone.
Back to the grindstone. Yeah. Well, she has a nice, well-balanced life and we like her. She's good.
Yeah, I would say you should seek her out and become a friend. Be like a
yeah,
weirdo.
I'll find her and force her to be my friend.
And so she can take you to all these fancy restaurants.
Yeah, she can take me out.
But you know, like always, this receipt is just making me hungry.
Well, this makes me feel like I just am not getting out there enough, because I don't know. I knew Missy Pasta, but I don't know any of the other places that she went to. And I'll probably never go to any of them.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it is crazy that she's going to art school part-time, has what appears to be a full-time job, and then she also has time to like go to all these restaurants.
Yeah,
but she doesn't seem to have like, she doesn't have a boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, it's like she seems like single gal, you know.
Yeah, she's Sex in the City.
She's living the Sex in the City life. The yeah. original Sex in the City life.
Yeah, the old nice one.
All right.
Everything went insane.
Do we want to say anything else before we get onto our lists?
I don't think so. I'm basically delirious, and I just hope that I can do this properly.
All right, we'll push through.
Okay.
All right. What was your best of the week?
Okay, my best of the week was, oh, the weekend getaways. Mm. Finally, for once in my life, I'm on the East Coast and they're all on the East Coast. And even though I can't afford to go to any of these places, I can still read about them and imagine going there and maybe go to like a cheaper place nearby.
Yeah. Find the closest Motel 6 and like live your best Goop life, because this little fall getaway that Gene was the one that compiled this, and it was all places on the Northeast. And it really, really made me jealous of you that you're like in the Northeast for fall.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I will not probably do any of this. So don't be too jealous.
But just knowing that it's, you know, it's at your fingertips, and you could take, you know, you could take Metro North to Beacon or Hudson or wherever. And then you could even like go for like the day and like come back and not stay over if, you know, if you wanted.
I could, but I won't. You won't. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah. You're busy.
I'm poor. I'm tired. And I just won't do it.
Out of all but these places, which was the one that you most wanted to go to?
Okay. Of all the places, I think, well, I mean, honestly, the place that looks the nicest is the one in Quebec. So that one doesn't even, that's like the one that I like couldn't just easily go to.
Yeah.
But I mean, I couldn't easily go to any of them. But I also thought this like little beautiful, oh my God, like, I bet you it's not actually as nice, but the picture of the Reform Club in Amagansett is gorgeous looking.
Mm.
And then this little room, the Mayflower Inn in Washington, Connecticut, looks so pretty.
Yeah.
But I... And then what was the first one? The first one also looked good.
Oh, yeah. That first one was like a modernist sort of... cabin.
Oh wait, is this the one? No, not the first one.
Actually. Oh, in the Catskills, it's like this like cubic box.
Yeah, that looks like a setting for a horror movie. Actually,
it does.
I don't know. One of them is like, what about Wildflower Farms?
That looks beautiful. I don't even know where the Gardner, New York, the Shawnigunk Mountains. I've never even heard of that place.
I don't know. Oh, Twin Farms. What's this one?
A Vermont sold.
Ooh, this looks nice.
Maybe
we'll have to go to Vermont.
Vermont in the fall. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Yeah. Woodstock, Vermont is really quaint. I mean, even going to Burlington, which is like, you know, the big city, is really cute.
Yeah, I've been to Vermont once. It was nice.
Then the one in Nantucket too. Oh my God, all of these, honestly,
they're all really nice.
Yeah, Nantucket. I mean, God,
I mean, they all look nice. And also, yeah, like you said, I could just go to some like, you know, cheap shithole nearby.
Yeah, there's like roadside motels, and then you know, go out to like a nice dinner one night, do like antiquing or whatever, and then you're just
starting to add up, Brian.
I know.
I'm living on student loans. Vacations.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going anywhere either.
Yeah.
All right. My best was the Gwyneth's little tour and video of the new Goop Villa in Palm Beach.
Wait, I didn't see it.
It was in the newsletter. It was, I think, on her Instagram too. So
I'm an idiot.
They've renovated a villa, quote unquote, I've never been to Palm Beach, Florida. I will probably never go to Palm Beach in my entire life. I just think of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine, honestly, is like the only thing I think of.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. So Gwyneth, her styling in this little tour, it's so funny to me because she's so playing a character of like the like Palm Beach madam, and she's dressing.
Oh, she's wearing the green thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did see this.
She's dressing so different than like her normal sort of like, you know, glowy skin, French girl beauty, like her L.A.
The green dress.
Yeah. it's so like conservative, like I don't know, Palm Beach Republican.
Oh, I do not agree.
Really?
Yeah, I think her hair, very, her makeup, like, French girl Gwyneth. I think it's so on brand for her.
I mean, I think she looks, I don't know. It's not like she's like Ivana Trump all of a sudden, but it's like it seems like she has more makeup on than usual. I don't know. It seems like a little. It's, I don't know. It's, it seems different than her, you know, her black rimmed glasses and, like, you know, working at the Goop headquarters in Santa Monica or whatever.
Yeah, she's got like a little bit of like a little more like color on her lips.
And her hair isn't like, her hair's like style. I don't know. It seems like she really looks like Blythe in this picture too. I don't know. I don't dislike it.
In this? Wait, you can't see it. In this thing where she's wearing this green, I can't show you. Where she's wearing this green dress where it kind of looks almost like rattan or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like in the pattern of that. Huh. I'm not, we're seeing different things.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. I see, because it's like Lily Pulitzer. It's just like a different.
Wait,
different...
we're talking about, wait, but then there's another one where she's wearing like a green, like pantsuit.
Okay.
That's also
talking about the
beach.
Yeah.
And in this one, I know she does sometimes dress like this, but I do think that this is a little bit more Palm Beach Melania kind of thing, where it's just like it's kind of like 70s.
Yeah, 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 totally.
But yeah, you know, she's I think that the I think that her dress, I actually thought her dress seemed kind of young for her. Like, that was the kind of, I thought that looked like a dress for like a girl like in her 20s on like Easter brunch with her parents or something. That's what it looked like to me.
I guess maybe it's just like.
Like the spaghetti straps. And
yeah,
the, like,
I mean, spaghetti straps, I see what you're saying, but I think it's like her hair and makeup and like her jewelry. It just is giving, I don't know, it's giving like grand dame, even though I understand what you're saying, like the spaghetti straps. And yeah, it's not like shoulder pads or anything, but it feels very Florida to me. And she says, all the Paltrows have congregated in Palm Beach for decades. Not which good. I'm like, really? I mean, maybe. I don't know. I feel like...
Well, I guess because they're all like from New York.
Yeah, but weren't Jews like not allowed? Like, weren't they? Isn't that why Boca Raton was invented? Because like Jews weren't allowed in Palm Beach?
I don't know, because we weren't I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the
probably not
history of segregation, but I always thought of like, you know, the Gentiles go to Palm Beach and the Jews go to Boca Raton. But I guess the Paltrows were breaking barriers.
I guess. Who knows?
So if you guys can afford it, I mean, we sure can't, but book the villa at the Colony. It's newly renovated. There's Goop Beauty products, and
those things always turn out to be so shitty though. Don't do that.
I can't imagine. I didn't even check to see how much it was. It's crazy. I'm sure.
I feel like it would have to be like kind of chintzy.
Yeah, well, like she anything kept mentioning, because like everything is like sponsored, so like the furniture and stuff is from CB2, which is like good furniture. It's not like I'm like, it's, you know, more expensive than the furniture I buy, but it's still like CB2. It's not like, you know, one of a kind or whatever.
They should, honestly, they should pay you.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's all like a commercial.
Oh yeah, and then she says, we collaborated on this amazing rug with Ruggable, which is it's such a Gwyneth like VR or VC like startup thing. Like, it's just so predictable that she would invest in a company called Ruggable.
I know Ruggable. I don't think I've ever purchased anything from Ruggable, but I have come very close.
Is that the guy? There was some startup guy who quit his, it was the Peloton guy who quit Peloton and then started like a rug startup. I wonder if that's the same one.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Yeah, because like Peloton has like been, you know, it was like the IPO was like one of the worst performing IPOs in history. And then this guy left And then he started a rug company. I just read some sort of New York Times article about him.
Well, Ruggable's been around for a while.
Oh, it is. Okay, so it's not that then.
Yeah, it's not like new.
Is Ruggable like you can just...
It's just like they sell rugs online.
But it's not like a custom, like you can't like design your own rug.
I don't think so.
No. All
right. I think it's just like, you know, everything is like, it's like Brooklinen for sheets and like Article for furniture. Like they're not like new. It's like they're not doing anything new. It's just like you have to buy it online and like, you know, they do a whole thing, but.
The Sears just reopened in Burbank.
Oh, congratulations to Sears.
They got, I guess, refinanced and people are not happy with the way it looks, I've heard.
How does it look?
I think it looks like it did when it closed. It looks disgusting.
It was.
And like empty shelves and like it seemed like a scam. It honestly seems like it's some like money laundering scheme at this point. Or like there's some like tax write-off why it would be cheaper to just like reopen with like no stock than close it. I don't really know. It's just weird that they have all the, it's like grand reopening. And then you go in and there's like literally nothing on the shelves.
It sounds right. That sounds like something though.
Well, yeah, if we keep going down this path, maybe Gwyneth's next even lower priced skincare products will be with Sears.
Perhaps.
Okay. What was your worst?
My worst was the, so I spent a lot of time on this Christmas list. The pre-Christmas Christmas list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Why is it so early?
I don't know. The whole thing, it's too early. But then the worst thing on it to me was just this regenerative bison and beef bundle.
That was so gross. That was such a like a nod to Gwyneth's like keto, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Eating. Like, first of all, imagine someone's like, "Happy Merry Christmas! I got you a beef bundle," and it's just like a box of ground bison and ground beef. And I guess that would be good because it's like food you can eat. But like, it's so paleo of her, and I feel like I thought she was getting kind of past that. And I know it's just one thing on a list of many things, but I just like didn't like to be reminded of those dark days when she was like really under Will Cole's thumb and really, you know, like this time last year, she was, I think she was having like a really bad ED. I mean, I don't want to accuse her or diagnose her with anything, but the eating stuff was getting crazy with like Will Cole and all the stuff on the website. I mean, I don't know about her personally, but the content that she was putting out was, I thought, was very
disordered.
Yeah. And like it was not good for anyone's mental health.
I mean, so she was, you know, she was deep in the throes of like her mold infestation and her long COVID. And
which we all are. I mean, have self-diagnosed long COVID, self-diagnosed psychic powers that I discussed earlier.
And they're putting the mold in the face cleanser now. So
everything itself smells like mold. So, you know, we're all, God knows what the hell I've been exposed to. I think if Gwyneth Paltrow had to set foot in my apartment, she would immediately die. Like this
spontaneously combust.
Yeah. She couldn't handle it. Can you imagine her on the subway?
I don't want to see that. She couldn't come to my apartment either. I mean, there's very few places that she would feel comfortable, I think. That's why she has to create her own villas at Palm Beach.
It's like how Leonardo DiCaprio can only date supermodels.
Yeah.
And she can only go into a villa.
The ground beef thing was gross. But like even when she was in the paleo Will Cole stuff, because wasn't his whole thing like, we're doing paleo, but like we're not having red meat still? The beef bundle.
Well, maybe it's her boyfriend for his breakfast.
Oh God. It's just, yeah, let's have a big steaming pile of bison for my boyfriend.
Bison,
breakfast.
Sweet potato, and just that's God.
Yeah. So that the whole like gift guide in October was just my craziest. The fact that there's this sneak peek so early, and then it's like she's doing the whole thing like she did last year, where this is the stuff for Brad, this is stuff for Apple, this is stuff for the stepkids. But then you like click on the link and it's just this jumble of like 100 different products that it just looks like it's like a clearance sale. Like it's just random stuff. It's there's no theme. I mean, maybe when they actually put out the gift guide, there will be like a better theme, but it was just so weird.
It was weird.
They had a fondue pot. I'm like, what is going on? They had a $15,000 backgammon set.
Yeah, there's something that's my craziest. Yeah.
A notebook that was just a regular notebook that was $250. Anyway.
Should I just say what my craziest is? This is your craziest anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay? This was my craziest. And then we'll say your craziest, then I'll say my worst.
My craziest was the $1,800 hoodie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I guess it's cashmere, but it looks like a regular hoodie. I guess when you actually see it, you see that it's cashmere in real life. But I couldn't believe that. I thought that was so stupid.
Quiet luxury.
It's not that quiet. I mean, if it's made out of cashmere.
That's true.
I don't know.
Quiet
luxury is not on Goop.
Where
they just want you to think that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, whatever. We don't have to talk about this. I hate this conversation.
My worst was the series of texts and emails I got. I swear to God, I got at least two texts and at least two emails.
Okay.
Talking to me about Goop Rotisserie's relaunch.
I did too.
And then when I finally got the information, all it was, all this much ado about literally nothing. They just have a new spice blend that they put on the chicken. They have a new source for it because it's not Mary's chicken anymore. It's some other, I don't know, some other fucking farm.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I don't know if they went, it's more upscale or more downscale. I don't know. It's not Mary's anymore. But they have a new rotisserie spice mix. And then, of course, they're debuting their new rotisserie main, which is herb roasted salmon, which it's like, give me a break.
I know. They need to stop trying to make salmon because their salmon sucks.
It's so
dry. It's bland. And you know, it's all the same salmon. It's like the same salmon for every salad, every like whatever their other fucking plates or whatever are. And now for this.
And it's called Goop Rotisserie. So like you still have Goop Kitchen at night. You can order salmon if you want. But if it's like rotisserie, it needs to be on a rotisserie. I don't know. It was just, it made no sense.
That's right. You can't put a salmon fillet on a rotisserie.
It would dry out in a second.
Well, they probably are doing it twice then because that's the dry salmon.
It is. Yeah. But I don't know what's going on over there. And especially a few days after eating, I mean, the most delicious rotisserie chicken in the world at Kismet Rotisserie, which is so good. So tasty. So you get a whole chicken. I'm sure this spice blend is just like copying their spice blend. It's like and then you get, you know, the garlic sauce, you get a chili oil. The one thing Kismet doesn't do that Goop Kitchen does is that green sauce. That's the one thing I wish that they had, that fucking green sauce at Kismet.
That green sauce is so insanely good. I wish that you could just buy the green sauce.
I think you can actually.
Yeah,
but maybe I'll take a trip to the old NoHo Ghost Kitchen and just get some green sauce.
Okay.
But yeah, I was like, this is insane. Why are they giving me so many texts and emails for nothing?
Nobody.
I want to do a worst honorable mention. The rehash of the 3-year-old Caitlin sweet potato recipes.
Oof.
Dark days. I know. I like recently was, you know, reminiscing.
You were kind of singing her praises. She called in. You were like kind of.
I was nostalgic. She called in. Gwyneth was like, come back to work for us. And I was like, oh my God, this would make everything perfect. But then we see the darkness in 2019 when Caitlin was at the height of her powers, where it's grain-free vegetarian. The grain-free vegetarian breakfast solution, : sweet potatoes.
I mean, it's just like reminding me, it feels so disordered to me eating sweet potatoes for breakfast, unless you like it and like have always done that. I think there's something going on with you if you decide, like, I need to start doing this.
To have to adorn a sweet potato in all of this frou-frou. I mean, you have a Mexicali sweet potato, you have a Metze sweet potato, a sesame sweet potato, and then truly the worst thing that's happened to Israel in the past month, the shakshuksha sweet potato.
God, if there's one thing that doesn't need a sweet potato, it's got to be shakshuka.
Shakshuka. I mean, I feel this, my stomach just like seizing up looking at the pictures.
Yeah, it would not be good.
And so I retract everything I said a few weeks ago. Caitlin, you should stay in retirement.
Wow. All right.
We don't need this.
No one needs this.
Okay, where are we? You did your craziest.
Yeah.
I did my craziest. So we're already at what you would try.
Already a try. Yeah. And I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm going back to the list of birthday or Christmas gifts, birthday for Jesus gifts. And I'm thinking, what about these bachan Japanese barbecue sauce? Bachan.
What about them? That's what you want to try?
I've never tried them. I see them in the supermarket all the time.
Okay. I don't think I've ever noticed. They're just at like a supermarket. I've never noticed them
all the time. And I'm always like, what's the deal with these barbecue sauces? I never eat barbecue sauce really, but the like bottles look really cute. And I'm like, Japanese barbecue sauce, is that like, I don't even know what that is, but it sounds good.
I'm sure it's tasty. There are these little companies that are infiltrating supermarkets. Like, I feel like Flyby Jing Chili Crisp is now everywhere.
Everywhere.
They must have gotten some sort of, like, maybe they were acquired by, like, General Mills or something. I don't know. It's like, do people need that much Chili Crisp? Like, what is going on?
I don't know. But then it's also like, why are there three different kinds? And like, what are the different,
what are the kinds of barbecue sauce that they have?
There's original, hot and spicy, and miso. Okay. And it looks like there's another one in there.
I mean, maybe I'm sure these taste great. I'm not a big barbecue sauce person. I don't like barbecue flavored potato chips.
Oh, I do.
When I go to barbecue, I mean, rarely, but like I prefer like a tart, like vinegary sauce.
I don't like a
North Carolina. I don't like the sweet canned. I remember when I was a kid, that was like a Kraft or like KC Masterpiece or whatever. And like, you know, your dad would like be out like grilling chicken and then we would just slather it in this.
My whole family has always been very anti-barbecue sauce, right. But I was always very pro. And to this day, there's this Cuban restaurant in LA called Versailles, which I know you know, Brian, but it's probably my favorite restaurant in LA. Okay. And they have tons of like Greek Cuban food. But from when I was a little girl, I always got the barbecue chicken there, which is just like their delicious roasted chicken that they slather with barbecue sauce and serve with rice and black beans and plantains. And that's still my order.
That sounds really good. I've never been to Versailles.
You should go. You would like it. It's very good.
All right. What would I? Oh, here's a. Okay. So there was an article about hormone swings and PMS. And so this article was geared towards women. But they had a few different like steps that you were supposed to take to help the hormonal mood swings. And I thought, well, I don't know if hormones are dictating my mood swings, but I could probably use this advice too.
Sure.
So one of the steps, it was actually step three, is just called breathe and shake.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually goes back to my...
That's life.
My imminent TM experience.
You think?
Well, because it says, I would love for my patients to meditate 20 minutes twice a day. That's what they tell you to do in TM.
Okay. Okay.
But if you can't, she says, what you really should do is breathe and shake. So she recommends a 4-7-8 breathing exercise. Inhale 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8. You repeat it as many times as you like. And then for shaking, so I guess you're breathing and then you're shaking. Shaking, she recommends you listen to a shamanic drum music. And then you, I guess the brain waves sink into the music, and then you shake in whatever the way your body feels for a few minutes. So it's just having a nervous breakdown within the confines of your own house.
Everyone should do less stuff.
Less stuff.
Like, don't shake, don't breathe, just stop. And just relax and get over it.
I know, because if I'm already stressing about having to add this 20-minute twice a day meditation practice to my daily schedule.
That's my problem. It's like whenever I do any type of like breathing exercise or anything, it's more stressful, and it literally has never worked on me. I've never been able to do like breath work or breathing or anything. It doesn't work. It's not for me.
It has to be. And this is what the guy at the seminar thing said. He's like, it's effortless and it's fun. You'll want to do it. And that's the only exercise I've really ever been able to like do regularly is like tennis, that I just have fun doing it. That's the only reason I do it, because it's so fun. Yeah. And so I guess if TM is that fun, I will make room for it, and I will, you know, listen, or I'll watch one less episode of television a day, or listen to one less podcast, because I do have the time. I have time to do other stuff. So,
yeah.
But it's good. It has to be fun.
It has to be fun.
And maybe breathing is shaking, and shaking is fun.
Maybe some people like it.
I always think of, do you remember that old Seinfeld episode where Kramer's dating Elaine's roommate?
No.
And they're doing like tribal. They like, Elaine comes back and they're just doing like naked, like tribal drumming.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff. You know, this stuff is not for me. Never has been.
Yeah. All right. What would you buy?
The last of the list. What would I buy? Oh, also on this Christmas list, the Westman Atelier little like red brushes.
Okay.
They're like $350, which is expensive. They're makeup brushes. They're so cute. And if I could, I would. But I might, but I won't. And if I don't want them badly enough. If someone was gonna spend $350 on me, or if I was gonna spend on myself, there's a lot of stuff I'd rather have than that. But if I had to pick one thing from this list right now, it would be that.
Makeup brushes. Well, the one thing I would pick is, like, of course, the first thing that's already sold out.
Yeah.
So she's getting Moses these cute flannel like PJ bottoms.
Yeah.
That are only, they're from Petite Plume, and they're only $52. And, you know, the weather's getting colder. I could use like a new, just like comfy PJ bottoms, and $52 is like right in my price range. Mm-hmm. But of course, they're already sold out. So, Moses, Merry Christmas. Brian, fuck you. Yeah, and I don't know that I need to be dressing like a 16-year-old, except PJ bottoms are for all ages.
Of course.
All right. Well, was this like a low energy episode?
I think it was. I think I'm super low energy right now.
Guys, you know what? My recommendation to all of our listeners is to listen to us on 2.0 speed. We really get a pep in our step when you listen to us at double speed. It's the way it's meant to be consumed.
And also, get the Patreon. Those are always more fun.
They're more fun. The receipts are crazier. We get into more controversial territory. We talk about things that we don't want the whole world to hear about. So
it's like a secret club, and you can be a member.
And it's only $5 a month.
Yeah, and it's fun.
And you get twice the Goop Yourself episodes. And you get like... I think there's like 60 or 70 episodes there.
There's so much going on, you guys.
All right, that's our little plug.
But even if you're not in the Patreon, still thank you for listening. And we do still love you.
Of course. And we'll talk to some of you next week. We'll talk to some of you in 2 weeks.
That's how it goes. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.